You are inconvenient. I am inconvenient. It's inconvenient to be in relationship because human beings have needs. We have wants. We have desires. And those aren't bad. Those aren't wrong. It is a part of this life. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. This is an offered intention, something to focus on in today's ritual, but of course, if there's something else that you're working on or would like to bring into today's session, please do so. To get us started, I am going to light some Palo Santo, just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. As your breath deepens, come in to this present moment. Where are you in space? Where is your body being supported, held up by beautiful physics? Maybe invite in some gratitude for this present moment. And just allow whatever is here to be. Know that nothing is wrong. Nothing is right. You can't do our daily ritual wrong. Just allow yourself to have these next few moments. Just have them. They're yours. Here in a minute, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, really expand into space and exhale. And tune in to the collective, to everyone across space and time that is sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breath to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. As I begin shuffling our cards for today, I invite you to tune back into this theme of space and justice, and anything else that you may have brought in as an intention today. It's happening quick this week, y'all. Today we have the Six of Cups. What a beautiful card for our theme today. The Six of Cups, I call the inner child card, and it depicts two figures in a town square, one of them gifting a cup full of beautiful flowers to the other. And I've talked a lot about the imagery on this card, but I'll just come back to the theme of compassion. when we take up space, when others take up space, we have to have compassion on both sides, right? Space is all about how we both give and receive. There are so many things that tell us to be smaller, to make ourselves smaller, to be more digestible, to be easier to be with and be around, be as convenient as possible. Human beings are inconvenient. You are inconvenient. I am inconvenient. It's inconvenient to be in relationship because human beings have needs. We have wants. We have desires. And those aren't bad. Those aren't wrong. It is a part of this life. And to look at those things and say, try and not have that. Try and be a little easier. Is literally telling someone or telling yourself, try and be a little less human. Can you imagine, right? So hold compassion for the ways in which you are inconvenient. This isn't to say don't work on yourself and that this is an excuse to have bad habits or an excuse to, you know, be rude, right? Obviously, that's not what I'm saying. It's a reminder that all of who you are is worthy of taking up the space that you were given. We have all been given a certain amount of space in this world. And it's yours. It's yours to do with what you want. And we need to hold compassion for ourselves as we learn to step into that space for others, as they learn to do that. That looks like compassion as people learn how to set boundaries, but also compassion as people don't set boundaries and decide what they're willing to accept. You know, it's like we all have these different lines and limits, and that's good. But we need to make space for how people make space. We need to hold space for how we make space. And this helps us with justice work, because when we acknowledge the space that we take up in the world and how we do so and try to do so lovingly, lovingly for ourselves, that shows others a healthy way to engage with loving themselves too. And it disallows other people from taking up the space that is ours. When you take up every inch of the space that you are given, no one else can come into that space without a violation, right? And of course we see that happen. And that's why fighting for our space is important. These things are important because your space is about all of you. Let's move into our mantra today, inspired by the Six of Cups and this theme of space that manifests as justice and anything else that you may have brought into today's session. Our mantra is going to be, I am worthy of being inconvenient. Your desires are holy. Not just your needs, but your wants. That's part of being a human being. And I don't want you to be less human. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take another deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of I am worthy of being inconvenient. Okay. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating our mantra. I am worthy of being inconvenient. Humans are hard. Doesn't mean you need to make yourself easier or more palatable. You were made to be loud and messy. For our practice today, this is going to be kind of a general prompt, but interpret it how you will. do something loud or messy. The first thing that sprang to mind for me is finger painting, right? Something that feels like almost taboo because it's like you're just getting messy and having fun. But if that's not available to you or doesn't feel like a good way of doing this, maybe get in the kitchen and like cook a meal without cleaning as you go, right? Or leaving the dishes until tomorrow, if that's okay with any roommates or other people you cohabitate with. Or get loud. We had a practice to scream a little bit ago. I think that's also a good one. Just scream. Or sing a song at the top of your lungs. I know for me, that's something that I haven't done in a while because I live in an apartment and the walls aren't super thick, but just singing at full volume feels so empowering, and it is about taking up space, right? You're taking up space auditorially, aurally, and you deserve that. You deserve to do that. So be messy or loud about something, whatever it is that looks like for you. Thank you for being here with me today. If you enjoyed today's ritual, please share it with someone that you think would also enjoy it or might just need this message today. And let me know in the comments what you are going to do to be messy. I do want to clarify, this isn't messy like toxic in a relationship. This is messy like healthily, if I can put that caveat on it. But yes, let me know. Thank you so very much for being here with me today, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe, follow, leave us a like, a 5-star rating, and a review. This is the best way to support this work, to support our daily ritual, and to let me know that you enjoy it, that you want more of it. A big thank you to Puddington Bear for our Daily Ritual's theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love. Ha ha ha.